Have you ever heard your healthcare practitioner say that health is not just the absence of disease, it's the resistance to disease? If you haven't, you aren't alone. A quiet revolution is happening. Patients and physicians are embracing new approaches to whole body wellness. Join me today with my in-studio guest, who's been at the forefront of this conversation and was instrumental in bringing this concept to a community long before it was recognized. Through many healthcare challenges of his own, including a near-fatal automobile accident in 2015, today's guest is a lifelong student of holistic health and non-traditional treatments, and is passionate about people living a John 10:10 lifestyle, life in its fullness. He has fulfilled that mission in an eclectic manner throughout his career through business management, healthcare management, and pastoral roles. He currently is chief of staff at Healing Arts Center in Branson, Missouri, where he provides executive direction and oversight for this multi-specialty clinic. Welcome, Mark Scribner. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Cherise. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Also joining the conversation today is a board-certified holistic health practitioner, a professional fitness and nutrition specialist, COO of Skywatch TV, and author of several best-selling books, including the internationally acclaimed book, Time Bomb. Welcome, Joe Horn.
Hey, hi, Cherise.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome, Mark, Joe. I am so glad you guys are here. Joe and I personally have been really excited about getting you in this studio.
It's been a while.
So welcome.
Been working on it.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
Great. Well, we want to get the conversation started right away because this is just a powerful, packed episode. I promise you it's going to be. Don't go away. What was the catalyst, Mark, for yourself personally in seeking out non-traditional treatments?
So I have to go back to my grandfather, who basically, in a quick nutshell, pretty much cured himself of leukemia years ago. He was diagnosed with leukemia in the 80s and bought himself a physician's desk reference manual and a Merck manual. He invented social distancing. this guy decided that he stopped going to church in cold and flu season because he didn't want to be around large groups of people that were sick.
Wow.
And he was really big into supplements. He always carried this wooden box of Shackley brand, which was like a home-based business.
I remember that.
And he told my mom years ago, synthetic supplements stimulate the cells. Natural supplements nourish them.
Wait. Say that again. That's
great. Synthetic supplements stimulate the cells.
Okay.
Natural supplements nourish them.
Wow.
He'd open up his trunk and he basically had a full dispensary of herbs.
That's incredible.
And he lived a long life past his leukemia diagnosis and died of other things 20-some years. Mm. He was in his 90s.
Oh my gosh. When
he passed away. And so all my life,
right,
if I was sick, I just wanted a Tylenol. My mom was like, no, let's make this poultice. You know? And so,
that's perfect.
Yeah. And so that was my background. If you asked me when I was younger what I wanted to be when I grew up, yeah, I wanted to be a chiropractor.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And
that was one of the things I really wanted to do just because I had seen how many times they had helped me.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a freshman in high school, I fell off of a swing. And I was told by Western medicine that I had a broken coccyx.
Oh.
And took it to a chiropractor locally, and he said, your coccyx isn't even on this x-ray. How could they say that you have a broken coccyx? And so things like that just took it to a different level.
Gotcha.
Fast forward in my life as an adult, 2015, I'm in this horrible automobile accident, single motor vehicle. I hydroplaned, ran up the undergirding of a bridge on an interstate.
Oh.
And it was a pretty big deal. If I showed you a picture of it, you would see what looks like maybe a crushed can.
Well, if you get me a picture, we'll make sure that we put it up on the screen
there,
so viewers at home can see. Yeah,
so
it was a nasty
see
wreck.
What this was. And if you want to see what the hand of God looks like, just look in that driver's seat, because there is his hand protecting me.
Wow.
Now, in that journey, I'm skipping forward a little bit.
Sure.
I wanted this Superman experience where I was in this wreck and I wanted to just get up and go, next time, bring kryptonite.
Right.
You know, like I wanted that, but that wasn't the case. You know, they pulled me out of this wreck with the jaws of life. They took me to
Mark,
the trauma ward of KU Medical Center. And in this, as I'm spending the next 20 days in the hospital, I'm becoming quickly addicted to painkillers.
Sure.
In that journey, it was actually one of the nurses who pulled us aside. We were walking the aisles of the hospital, and this nurse kind of looked around, and he said, "Do you guys know anybody in Eastern medicine?" And I was like, this is kind of a weird question.
Right, exactly.
And I said, yeah, I have a really good friend in Branson, Missouri.
I know a guy.
And he said, you need to go see him because we can no longer do anything for you at a higher level.
Mark, feels hopeless.
It did. It really did. And so I was like, well, yeah, I know a guy that we can do this. But in my current journey of wellness, it was through the previous experiences that we had had.
Sure.
And then refusing to take the answer, this is as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, absolutely.
But before you move on, just for the viewers at home not familiar, what were your symptoms like? What were you get to this point where they say, you know, Mark, there's nothing more we can do. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I love life, I feel impeccable, 1 being I don't know how much longer I'm going to make it.
Right.
You're somewhere really at the bottom of the totem pole. But what was that like? I mean, was it pain? Was it the inability to, you know, I know that you had major damage to, was it your pituitary gland?
Pituitary, so it was open head TBI, splenic laceration, level 2, I broke ribs 1 through 8.
Oh, my gosh.
And many other things that were part of this whole thing, my vision began to decrease. So I went down to like a 50%, you know, 50-degree field of vision. They took away my driver's license. You know, when you go to a doctor now, they always ask you the question, do you feel suicidal? That's what they're basically asking.
Sure. Yeah.
And I always would answer the question, am I going to kill myself? No. Do I sometimes wonder if the world would be better without me? All the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God!
Just because of the burden I was putting on my family, the burden
Absolutely.
I was putting on everyone, just through intense amounts of pain. I went to a counselor. I had clinical levels of depression, clinical levels of anxiety, military-grade PTSD.
Which a lot of car accident victims, and I'm sure many at home, that is very common.
Yeah.
Any kind of brain injury.
Well, anybody dealing with any kind of, especially anomalous health, something without a label, something without a medication, something without a hopeful diagnosis, something like that. When you're sitting here talking about this, Mark, I totally really do personally identify with that because, you know, I'm going to not make this episode about me, but just that part of the journey where you get to a place with your health, as I once was, where I would have answered the same way. Do I want to kill myself? The answer is no. Do I believe that life right now, as I am living it, is beneficial to those around me, or would they be better off just a short mourning process as opposed to carrying me? The answer is yes.
In that journey, I really feel that God showed me so many things in this.
Mm.
And you mentioned the concept of hope.
Yeah.
That is really what God has just put in my heart. And it really goes back to my grandfather.
Wow.
When he finished his time at the oncologist, he told me one time that one of the saddest things that he ever did was ring the bell. And I said, what do you mean, Pop? Like we call him Pop. I said, what do you mean? And he said, these people that I had just spent so much time with every day, every week, month upon month, when I rang that bell, it meant they were finished with me.
Oh.
And as I've really, over the past several years at our practice, I remind my staff, I remind our providers, the only thing that we offer at our clinic is hope.
That's beautiful.
Hope that we're going to be there with you through this entire journey.
Yeah.
Hope that we want you to get better.
Right.
And if something comes up again later, we're
right
still going to be here.
Mark, that's beautiful.
And especially, and this is something that you see.
You're talking about Healing Arts Center.
I'm talking about Healing Arts Center.
Yeah.
Where I am chief of staff with Dr. Matthew Sams and many other providers. But what we see in this, too often in, not only in alternative treatment, but also mainstream treatment.
Sure.
There's so many egos that are just flowing.
I can see that.
That if we don't admit that we're only good at the certain things that God has allowed us to be good at, and realize there's other people out there that are great at what they do.
Absolutely.
And so as I remind people about this hope that we're going to find you somebody that has this answer.
Yes.
When I was in the hospital, I had this funny thing that was like on my rib cage. It was just like this poofy, they called it non-crepitus subcutaneous air. The surgeon said, looks like you're going to have that the rest of your life. And I looked at him, Charisse, and I said, do Do you think there's somebody on this earth that's smarter than you?
Oh, snap.
Now, I'll tell you, surgeons don't like that question.
Wait, yeah. What? Yeah.
You probably didn't score any points with him.
No, but he goes, well, maybe. And wow. And I said, well, here's the deal. I'm going to find that person.
Yes.
And I'm going to find that answer. And I'm going to get this fixed. And then if they need any notes from you, I need your answer right now and your willingness that you're going to help him.
Mark. Wow.
Talk about...
That's bold.
Yeah, yeah. I doubt that he gets that from a lot of his patients.
Probably none.
Before we skip past this, though, I'm sure there are people at home watching the show that are thinking, okay, I hear this. He was somewhere low on the totem pole, as Joe described earlier. Quality of life is way down. There's all this damage to your pituitary gland, which you probably didn't know at the time was creating hormonal imbalances and all of this. There's stuff going on in your body you still don't know the answers to. This is affecting your chronic fatigue, your mood, everything. Talk about where you did start to finally find someone else that didn't just say, well, that's as good as it gets. We're out of answers.
Thanks. Yeah, have a nice day.
Yeah. So when I was in the hospital, and this is why I think friendships and relationships matter.
Sure.
When I was in the hospital, they kept saying...
This is recovering from the wreck.
This is recovering from the wreck. I'm there and they go, oh, it's fine. He's just got some cracked ribs. But I was in so much pain. Mm. I don't know if you know this about me, Charisse, but I'm a real funny guy.
Wait, what?
And in this, I was using my humor...
Sure.
To ask the questions that the hospital was asking me. The guy whose car I was actually driving is a physical therapist, and I was also good friends with my just MD, my family medicine guy in town. I had my wreck on a Thursday. They came on a Sunday right after church to come see me. And the doctor was doing his rounds right then. And my friend, the physical therapist, and my friend, the medical doctor, pulled the doctor aside. And he said, something more is wrong with this guy. You are missing it.
Wow.
They said, we know him, and he is masking your answers with humor. He is deflecting. They said, look at this differently.
Wow,
and
Mark.
I think as you think about your show, that is it. Think about this differently.
Absolutely.
And so every morning they were taking a straight-on x-ray of me.
Okay.
And so they thought my ribs were just kind of cracked like this. Mm-hmm. So because they said, think about it differently, the next day they just changed the angle slightly.
Okay.
And so what they thought was this turned out to be this overlapping of my ribs, which is why I was in so much pain. They immediately saw, hey, this guy needs a chest tube, and immediately drained 1.9 liters of fluid off of my lungs.
And good you were grief. Masking it with humor.
Correct.
Oh,
so
my word.
So in this journey of looking for the next thing, it was my friends, it was those around
Praise
me, those
God
that loved me.
Praise God for people that knew you and loved you.
Yes, that said, what if we started looking at this differently?
Wow.
Now, I was already friends with Dr. Matthew Sams, who I work for.
Yeah.
He and his wife, I actually texted them. I didn't remember this because I don't have a lot of memories because of my brain injury of this. But I texted his wife, Trish, the day of my wreck, and I said, hey, I was in a little fender bender. Can I come down and see the good doctor this weekend?
A little fender bender.
And she's like, sure, come on down. Well, 3 days later, she sees this wreck, and she just starts bawling and runs into Dr. Sam's office and says, we need to go to Kansas City and see Mark. And so Dr. Sam's actually made a house call 4 hours away to come see me.
That doesn't happen.
It doesn't.
In the normal.
And
right.
It was his visit to the hospital, and that's a whole other episode.
Absolutely.
It was his visit to the hospital that began this journey of healing in my life. There was a 16-month period I was unemployed, unable to work, unable to drive. I was doing 5 days of therapy, therapies, 5 days a week.
That's intense.
Just to get better.
That's very intense.
And in that, there were so many different things, and I would always bounce them off Dr. Sams. Hey, what about this? Yes, go do that. Or he would say, if you can't find this person, I will go take a class on it next week. So I can treat you.
Mark, that's incredible. So with that being said, and having that relationship, so was that the kind of the catalyst for you 20 years ago to want to fill a deficiency in the community with somebody who was a believer in Christ, which is imperative, but also was a wellness provider that was embracing non-traditional therapies and treatments?
I would love to be able to say, well, yes, I got on my face before the Lord, and after a 40-day fast,
got in my closet.
Give me my ephod. You know, and so
I don't think anybody's going to catch that you're a funny guy.
Yeah. So, but I wish that was the case. I wish I could say, yes, the Lord put it on my heart. Because what your listeners don't know is 22 years ago, I was working as a consultant for the person that Dr. Sams bought his practice from, and I actually helped him purchase that. I've known him the longest of anybody in town.
Divine interweavings.
Correct. Did I
this
know?
This was way before the wreck, way before you knew that you would be the chief of staff.
Yes.
You
know,
yeah.
And as I'm looking at this, as I'm looking at these things that God did, I'm just so grateful that we are able to rest in the shade of trees of those planted long before us.
Amen. Amen.
And so right this second, man, I'm just resting in a tree that I helped plant, but I had no earthly idea that I was going to be able to enjoy that shade.
The fruit of all of that.
I didn't realize or think, yes, if we brought somebody in here who had a heart for the Lord, who had a heart for service, right, who had a heart for seeing people get better, heart for healing people,
right,
that, maybe in 15 years from now, when I have a wreck, God's going to allow me to use that. I wish that was the case because, man, that would look cool.
That'd be great.
But it even shows God and his sovereignty much greater.
Absolutely, Mark.
That he who began a good work in me is faithful to complete it until the day of Christ
Jesus. I'm sitting here in real time having somewhat of an epiphany. As he's talking, I mean this sincerely. As he's talking, I'm thinking about his obedience to God and what that has done and accomplished through this coordinated effort with Dr. Matthew Sams and his wife Patricia, and then all the physicians. You should see Healing Arts Center in Branson.
It's
huge.
Incredible.
What started off in, you know, like two or three little office rooms with one chiropractor, you know, has become this massive multi-practitioner.
Like Grand Central Station in there. We were there.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
But the thing, the common, you know, denominator is the compassion. The love. I mean, we were there for almost 8 hours, and I don't know how they endured me in a room for 8 hours, but, you know, they kept...
same facility, same treatment.
Checking on us.
Yeah.
You know, every 10, 15, are you okay? Do you need something to drink? Can I get you a snack? Are you... And it was...
And I felt weird.
I've never had that in a different physician's office, ever. They're like, okay, how are you doing? Okay, great. What was your name again? Okay, great. Here's a prescription. Have a nice day.
Right.
You know, so for me, their office... It's a respite for my soul and my health.
Mm-hmm. You know? But the workers, I guess this, and I didn't mean to interrupt you a minute ago, I just get really excited about Healing Arts Center.
Yeah, me too.
They know God's nutrition.
Boom.
They really do.
There it is.
And when I went in, I felt humbled. There was even a tinge of, I guess, in my finiteness, and you know that this virus kind of played with my emotions a little bit. Mm. There was a humility because, not that my hubris is such that I think I can take on anything. It was none of that, believe me. There was this sense of almost walking in with my head down like, guys, this is beyond me. I need help. I can't, with all the stuff I know about nutrition and everything else, Matthew, what do you know that I don't know?
Exactly.
Can you fill in some gaps for me? Like, and I'm not claiming to know everything, but there was, in the servanthood, so the staff at Healing,
there,
you know, the way they're there, they're there right in your presence. They don't put on you this sense that they're scared to be near you for fear that they could be next. They're just serving you. It's hard to explain until you're there, but I had to get that out there.
Yeah, it's very kind of you to say. I think as you think through it, though, like, aren't we all called to be that servant? Isn't that literally?
Yeah, it is.
You know, the Bible is riddled with those, but isn't that literally the Good Samaritan?
Right.
But here's what was going through my mind. If you go back to Time Bomb, you realize that Dr. Matthew Sams is one of three of the doctors that I had contribute to the book, Time Bomb, that I wrote in 2018. But as he's talking, I'm seeing my little kids down at Healing Arts Center with all the treatments that they've had.
Right.
All of the stuff they've done to help me. It's no secret to those that have followed my journey.
That's true.
That Dr. Josh Vance, Dr. Ralph Umbriaco, and Dr. Matthew Sams have been three of the paramount instrumental people that have had great influence over me and my journey and the stuff that I've learned about nutrition and part of what inspired me to go become a holistic health practitioner and everything that's happened. But I'm just sitting here, this epiphany is like, had Mark not been obedient, where would all of that infrastructure been? Charisse, listen, for me, and then because of that interaction that I've had with them, all of the stuff that we've gone on to now build this program. I mean, I'm just sitting here and I'm seeing these dominoes. Had you ever thought of that?
No.
It is like we're sitting here, the three of us, and it's like Mark's obedience leads to this. That there is there for me as an apparatus while I'm trying to go through the Reclaim My Health chapter, which now becomes this you know, this birth in me to want to share those gains with people that are out there as I once was, as Mark once was. I don't know. It struck me. I've never thought of that until right now.
One thing God really showed me in this journey was God's sovereignty is like a net.
Mm.
And we have two choices. We can thrash around in it and get caught like a fish, or we can use it like a hammock. And often for me, something like, I was mad. I'm not going to lie to you.
Sure.
I was mad at God.
Sure. God, if you haven't been, you don't know. You've not been through it.
Yes, you saved me. But you sure could have done a lot better of a job.
And
that's just being real.
That's honesty.
People that are there at home thinking, oh, man.
That's
this guy,
relationship.
I'm just saying, that's real.
Yep.
Yeah.
And but then to further look at that.
Well, in our finite, our weakness, we can't even comprehend what he's doing. So,
yeah.
So when you say that, it's us to totally own the fact that we're wrong when we get that angry. But it is a human condition that we can become weak enough to be angry at a God who's doing something in us bigger than we can even comprehend. Right?
Yeah. David often got his fist up towards God.
So we're not giving you permission to be angry at God.
No, please don't.
No, but it is real.
But it's honest.
It is human beings and their struggle.
You are human.
Yeah, there's thousands of dollars worth of counseling later that helped me get unmad at God.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, in that journey. Yeah. And in that sovereignty of God, as we just say, okay, God, I don't know what's happening right now in my life, but I'm going to just believe that either God is who he says he is or he isn't.
I say it all the time.
And so, like, let's let him be that person in our life.
Yes.
And so I'm going under some really intense treatments. I told you that I was doing these many months of therapy. One of the times I drove back, I was living in Kansas City. I drove back down to see Dr. Sams. He and I are doing a scan at a coffee shop on a Saturday. I'm like Debbie Downer that day. And I said, you know, I honestly don't think in my brain injury that I'm ever going to be able to be employed again.
Mm.
And I'm just literally just like, woe is me. And if you've ever met Dr. Sams, he's a funny dude. He's got these tells. He'd be a horrible poker player. But he's got these tells, and his mouth started to cock up with this smile. I'm gonna cry talking about it. And he said, what if you came and worked for me? Like right then, I'm at the lowest point of my life.
Wow.
And I'm at this point of like, how am I going to pay for my house? How am I going to support my family?
Right. You just feel broken.
And I'm here with a dear friend of mine who's also providing this wellness for me, this health, this healing. And I said, I don't think that I'm going to be able to be employed ever again in my life.
Mm.
And right then he says, why don't you come work for me and run my clinic? And all of a sudden, like,
what?
Huh. I have value.
Mark.
And in our life, I think too often, we put our value in. And Charisse, when you asked me to write my bio, it's something I'm recently learning. I am not chief of staff of Healing Arts Center. That's just my profession.
Right. That's true.
I am a son of the Most High God.
Amen.
And I am a person who is so dearly loved by Christ, who Christ has a plan for me.
Absolutely.
And a purpose for me. I'm sorry, I'm weeping.
Can you get him a tissue?
But in this, God has this plan, this purpose for me as to who I am. And just look at the fact that had God not saved me, I would have never met Joe Horn.
All the dominoes.
And the many things that we've been able to do, the blessing of our relationship with Skywatch, of what that's done. I mean, I met Joe in the early part of 2018. Our clinic has literally doubled since 2017.
Wow. Praise God.
And I can only imagine that has something to do with God knowing in his sovereignty in advance of these relationships. And if my wreck, and I mean this, and this is where we have to really swallow a hard pill.
Sure.
If the purpose of my wreck was only to introduce Joe Horn, I'll cry again, but if it was only to introduce Joe Horn to Matthew Sams, to where God could continue to do the work of this ministry, then was my wreck worth it? You
Goodness.
Bet.
Goodness.
You bet it was.
Goodness.
Charisse, through part of this journey, I did some counseling. I did a lot of counseling.
Mm.
And I remember it just like it was yesterday, one of the biggest things the Lord revealed to me, because as I said earlier, I was a little mad at God because he didn't heal me how I wanted to be healed.
Right.
I wanted to just have this perfect thing. I got out of the shower one day, and I'm looking at all these chest tube scars, and I was mad at God, and it was around Easter time. And I was reminded that it was the scars that are on Christ that give me hope.
Mark,
and
wow.
And then the scars that are on me remind me of God's goodness.
Mm. Oh.
But in this, as I'm driving home from this counselor, here's what wow. the Lord revealed to me as if God was in my car right then.
Wow.
He said, Mark, it is with complete arrogance that you believe that the person you were before your wreck was better than the person that you are that I've made you to be now.
Oh, good grief. Wow.
And so I had to just say, I literally pulled over. I was on I-70 and I pulled over on the curb and I'm just weeping. Because I realized again, and I know I said this earlier, but he who began a good work in me will be faithful to complete there it until go. The day of Christ Jesus. And because I'm still here, I still have a purpose. I still have a plan.
Yes.
I still have a reason to be here. God has just shown me that my purpose is to fulfill whatever it is God wants me to do
Amen.
Today.
Yes, Mark, yes, that is so good. We're almost out of time. We are going to have Mark back next week. You will not want to miss it. I'm Charisse Barton for Return to Eden, and I want to thank you for spending part of your day with us. I want you to eat better, feel better, live better. We're going to learn more together next time on Return to Eden.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now, completely unnecessarily. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of God-given knowledge. In Unlocking Eden, we provide hopeful, scientifically supported revelations regarding how you can access freedom from the bondages of disease. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Unlocking Eden Special Collection. From the importance of detoxification, circadian rhythm, intermittent fasting, and unburdening metabolic pathways to maximizing immunity, methylation, and absolute essentials like quality sleep, Unlocking Eden is filled cover to cover with groundbreaking information that can help unlock the body's natural healing mechanisms, which can revolutionize your health and your life. In this incredible special collection from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive the Unlocking Eden companion DVD, featuring the entire 4-week television series on Unlocking Eden and special content with my co-author Daniel Belt and I on securing some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition during seasons of virus, flu, and so much more. We're also including the never-before-released special edition Eden's Essentials publication featuring special reports on gut health, chronic pain and sleep management, fermented foods, and so much more. You'll also receive the Eden's Essentials Founders Vision DVD featuring interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn and Daniel Belt and I on our vision to provide nutrient-dense supplements derived directly from non-genetically modified foods, grown from clean soil free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest degree of health possible. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $150. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. The Unlocking Eden Special Collection, available now at the SkyWatch TV store online. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.